Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. With Carmen Johnston Gardens, and I'm going to show you how to get your front door ready for fall. Now, for our listeners who are listening on our podcast, I'll be sharing with you some my different tips and tricks, but I just wanted to show and share with you how I like to get our front door ready. Now, one of the things that I like to do is always start big. So I truly believe in the scale. Scale is super important. If you want to start with big pots. I always say go big or go home. And if you look up close, you can see I've got these gorgeous copper pots that I made an investment in. Now, if you don't want to buy the copper pots, you can simply go and get some big containers, buy a can of Rust-Oleum, and spray them copper. But I definitely think it's worth the investment to make the copper. And if you look, it's just this gorgeous patina. So always start with big containers. Also, you want to start with big plants. If you look, I found these crepe myrtle trees at Home Depot, and it creates an instant automatic big structure. It gives nice big volume to the containers, and it's that big wow factor. So I simply took two crepe myrtles, put them inside the pots, and to help raise them, I just put a cinder block or a wooden block underneath. That really helps elevate the crepe myrtle so it's sitting right up top. Because a lot of front doors are about 8 feet tall. Now we're at our cabin, and our cabin, we've got these really big front doors, but you wanna make sure that you go big. Don't go small, go ahead and go big. Okay, next we wanna layer up. Now, things that I love to layer with are cabbages, kales, any sort of mustards, lamb's ear, and all kinds of different things, and of course, pumpkins. But this is how I start my layering process. Now, we're not planting today. We're literally doing a quick stuff and shove. So for this one, I just put a pumpkin in, and then I took my lamb's ear, left it in the pot. Now, you wanna make sure before you start decorating, give your plants a good drink, okay? Give them a nice dunk, soak them in some water. But this is supposed to be a stuff and shove, because when you get done with fall, you can plant all of this in the ground. But this is like if you're having a party and you're trying to get, you know, your front door ready, this is just my fast and easy way. So I take my lamb's ear and I literally keep it in the plastic pot, and it's lamb's ear, just like lamb, L-A-M-B, and I simply shove it in there just like that. Now go ahead and make the investment. Use big plants. I like to use gallon size plants. And what's beautiful about the lamb's ear, it's got that gorgeous silver texture. It's those beautiful silver undertones. So you definitely want to layer in with these gorgeous cabbages and kales. I found these at Home Depot, but you can find them at any local garden center. But I always try to find the cabbages or the kales that have a huge head on them. This one has gorgeous dark green glossy leaves with a beautiful purple center, but they've got all sorts of gorgeous varieties available. But like I said, I always try to keep in like with a silver undertone and definitely with some purple hues in it, so it makes it feel like a little bit more like fall. So I literally just stuff those in there, and then I layered in some more. I think that's a kale too. That's the thing. Don't stress about it. The names of the different plants, as long as it looks pretty, that's all that matters. Okay, next I took a basket. These are French baskets that I bought also at Scott's Antique Market, but you can go online, you can find different baskets, and literally just shoved in some different pumpkins. and you want to take some smaller pumpkins. And then if you take a look on this side, I actually finished this side of it. I've got gorgeous lamb's ear, the beautiful dried oranges and limes. So always mix in different textures. That's something I'm always trying to teach people how to do, is don't be afraid to use things out of the ordinary. So these are dried oranges and dried limes. You can purchase these online as well. And be sure to check out my website, carmenjohnstongardens.com, and you'll see the whole entire list and all sorts of pictures. So if you're listening to our podcast right now, you can see what we've actually done. So don't be afraid to use different textures. Also, this is a beautiful vine called Bittersweet that's dried, and just shove it in there. That's all it takes. I think what happens is oftentimes when people start decorating, they think it has to be perfect. Don't worry about it. Just do a little stuff and shove and you'll get a gorgeous look for fall. And we are now ready for Halloween, and we're also ready for Thanksgiving. Well, be sure to visit CarmenJohnstonGardens.com to see more pictures and more tips and tricks on how to get your front door ready for fall. Thanks.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com for more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home. Be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.